This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
The RC Scale Builder Show is brought to you in part by National Honey Badger, reminding you that honey badger don't care.
This is the honey badger. It's pretty badass. Look. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Honey badger don't care.
This is Warbird Radio.
Oh man, I tell you what. Welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and our producer's been doing his little magic tonight, trying to make me laugh before the show, and of course he succeeded. Thanks, Matt. Glad you're here with us tonight. Gosh, what a great show. I love doing these shop talk shows because it gives everyone a chance to call in and talk about what they're working on. If you have an event coming up, talk about that. Tell you what's going on with the site, what's going on with vendors. It's kind of a chance for all of us to catch up and get on the same page. So that's what the show's all about. But if you're listening live, we're glad you're here. If you're listening to the podcast, be sure and try and tune in one Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time for the live show so you can participate. If you would like to participate in the show, there's a couple of ways you can do it before we get started. You can give us a call right there on the player where you're listening at the bottom. It has all the information. You can call us at 478-787-4768. If you have Skype on your computer, you can simply Skype us at Warbird Radio. Or you can shoot us an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com if you need to get in there with, just a sneaky email in on us. And last but not least, if you're listening to Warbird Radio, right below the Listen Live button, there's a link and also a link at the bottom of the player for join our live chat. And you can join in, and there's a bunch of guys in there right now, and, we have a good time, and you can ask your question there if you like. We monitor that. I'm in there right now, so be sure and join in. But look, let's get started. Enough of this chit chat. A couple of things I want to talk about tonight. First of all, I want to challenge each of you guys and gals listening to call in tonight, and I would love to hear about what you're working on in your shop tonight. Whether it's repairing an ARF, whether it's working on a new model, whether you're mounting an engine, whether you're just sitting there with a cup of coffee listening to the show, that's fine too. We'd love to hear from you. But be sure and contact us because we'd like to hear what's going on. And yes, David, you do count, as he just asked in the live chat. So be sure and let us know. Looks like we got a caller. Good evening, caller. You're on there.
Yeah, hello. This is Charles in California. How are you, Mike?
Charles, how are you doing, buddy? Good to hear your voice finally.
Yeah, I thought maybe I better call in after all this time. I don't know. Are you getting feedback here or anything?
You may want to turn down the show on your end while we're having our conversation, and you probably won't hear that then.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. Let me see if I can... Well, there you go.
Okay. Is that any
better?
Yeah, much better.
All right. I'm getting kind of an echo on your end, but anyway, it's cold out here.
Well, that's no good. It's rainy and warm and wet here in the South.
What are you working on in your shop, Charles? I'm sorry?
What are you working on in your shop tonight?
Well, I just came in from the shop, and I'm working on a Caudron R11.
Absolutely. You're running a thread on that, aren't you?
I am. I'm running a thread. I'm getting ready to make another post here tomorrow on it. I'm having a ball with this one.
Well, that's super. That's super. You know, that's an interesting aircraft for people who aren't familiar with it. Can you maybe give us a 45-second rundown on the kind of the brief history of it?
Well, I guess towards the end of the war, the French built this twin-engine bomber, and it didn't work too good as a bomber, so they put it as a bomber escort. It carried 5 machine guns and a crew of 3, and it also carried some bombs, I guess, along with it. But it's an interesting airplane to look at, and it sure is fun to read about if you can find any material on it. It's kind of hard to find, obscure.
That's interesting, yeah. You know, those World War One bomber types and twin-engine planes were really interesting because, you know, it's hard to imagine developing that technology at that time. But Charles, look, I'm glad you called in tonight, and we got another caller waiting, so I want to get to them. But thank you for calling in, and thank you so much for your support of RC Scale Builder. We sure do appreciate it.
Well, it's a great group to belong to, and I sure appreciate the your efforts and all the other fellows as well. But thanks for having me tonight, and I'll talk to you again, Mike.
Okay, call in anytime, pal. Take care. Okay, that was Charles out of California. Looks like we got another caller. Well, I think they hung up. I believe it's the area code 912. Please call back. We'd love to talk to you and see what's going on. A lot of guys in the chat room tonight talking about working on their shop. That's what they're working on, which is kind of interesting. But a couple of quick things to talk about while we're waiting on another caller. A couple of pieces of news you may have may not seen on the site. Well, I'll tell you what, caller callbacks. Let's go ahead and take that. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike, it's Gail Throne. How are you tonight?
Gail, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Hey, I wanted to share a couple things in my shop. I'm trying to get the energy to put this DH2 together that Merlin Graves talked me into building, and he wanted me to do a build thread on it, but there's several guys doing build threads, so I elected not to do a build thread, but they're all doing a good job. But yeah. I'm cutting ribs right now, and that's tedious for me, but I bought a tool that I'm really, really excited about. It's from Micromark, and it's a shear combination shear brake, and it'll shear 7-inch material, 1/8-inch thick, like brass, hard brass, and it'll break equal a grade of aluminum or brass. And wow. It weighs 30 pounds. It costs 180 some bucks or 90 some bucks. I'm not sure what. I forgot. But I got it in a couple weeks ago and got it mounted on my bench and just been playing with it. But, oh, you know how when you're trying to cut brass or aluminum and you got a sheet metal shear or tin snips and how it curls and it stretches it, this shear is beautiful. It just nice and flat and cuts it clean. And you know, when you're scale building or scratch building, you got, like this DH2 is going to require a lot of metal fittings and stuff that have to be handmade, and that's why I got it. So I'm getting kind of set to build this plane.
Oh, well, that's neat. That's a neat tool. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Have you ever noticed that each project that you do, Gail, you end up buying a new tool for it? And then you...
Well, you... Yeah, you know what? And I'll tell you another tool that, you know, the little slotting tool you can get from, like, Tower Hobbies. You know, it's a vibrator. It's sheer. It runs back and forth. It's got a flat blade, and you run the ball, so it'll cut a slot for your hinges.
Right.
Slotting tool. Well, a couple of different companies come out with it. Delta's got one. It's that vibrating sander thing with all these different tools on it.
Uh-huh.
It's $130 or so. I went out and bought one of those too. I love that thing. You talk about a slotting tool. Now you can slot hardwood with it. And it's fantastic. And you score your mark where your hinge is, and because it's a long finger where that slot or that the blade is, mm-hmm. you can hold it perfectly level and line up and just plunge cut with that. And they got two different width blades. They got like an inch and a quarter, and then they got a little half-inch blade. And it's got about a quarter-inch stroke. So as you come through, it's a perfect size for your hinges. It's right. really nice, and it's the right thickness too.
Huh. Well, that's a good idea. Thanks for that tip. I may have to go spend some money now. Thanks, Gil. how's my favorite dog doing?
She's an outside dog this winter.
Uh-oh.
She got a fur coat on her that will keep a grizzly warm, but she sleeps with the lab. You know, they got their her and that lab crawling that house together, and of course he can break ice. He don't care about the cold, but she snuggles up to him, and she likes it. She's an outside dog now, and the house is hair free now. So, but anyway, hey, another tip.
Uh-huh.
You know, mixing epoxy. You can go to the kitchen stores, you know, that's around the country, strip malls, and there's got these silicone baking muffin pans.
Okay.
And they got them down to miniature muffin size. They're about 3 tablespoons, and they come in a sheet of muffins, like 12 muffins, so a little thing, and all in silicone. Take a pair of shears, cut that muffin out, mix your epoxy in it, and you can pour the epoxy and squeeze the bottom of that muffin cup out, squeeze every bit of the epoxy out of that thing onto your work surface. And what's nice about it is you can use it hundreds of times.
Wow.
And that epoxy hardens right
up.
That's
a fantastic
tip. You turn it inside out, and it breaks the epoxy off and start over again.
Yeah. That's a real good idea. You know, yeah, I assume it's Teflon-coated.
No, it's pure silicone. It's a very rubbery silicone cup.
Well, that's awesome. I'll have to check that out. That's a super tip.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, super. Well, Gail, take care of Rosie for Matt and myself. You know, that's our favorite dog. And
I know. She now she rides on my shoulder when I walk to the mailbox. Like a parrot.
Well, look, pal, you take care. I look forward to seeing you this spring at some fly-ins.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Tell Matt I said hi.
Sure will. You take care.
All right. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Gail Throne calling in. That's a great tip. You know, having almost a plastic or a rubbery surface like that to mix epoxy in is great because then you can just squeeze it and pop it out, like you said. I have to go check that out. Let me write that down while we're talking here. Another quick thing to go over for our listeners down in Australia, want to let you know that laser cut Kits Australia is now selling Jerry Bates Plans short kits, so you can check them out. And actually, all the news that I'm reading you about these vendors is available in the vendors announcement forum on RC Scale Builder, so be sure and check that out too. Also, phone lines are open, so be sure and call in 478-787-4768. Email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com. Skype us. Do whatever you want. We've got about 20 ways for you to contact us, so there's no reason not to do that. Some other interesting stuff going on. iFly Tailies. That's just so hard for me to say, and you know, I don't know why, but what a great, great business. He's picked up some new P47 and Corsair instrument panels in 1/5 scale, and he also has individual instrument sets for all kinds of models available. Alex gives great service, and he even has emailed me to let me know when something came in, which is really nice. So be sure and check him out too. Let's just check in here in the chat room to see what's going on. Let's see. David Mahaffey's up to his usual shenanigans. Looks like we got a caller. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Dan, how you doing, pal?
Hey, hanging in there.
Hanging in there, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, I got a couple of questions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That means I'm going to want answers, and that's where the trouble's going to start.
Well, we haven't a lot of people listening tonight, so maybe we can get you some answers.
All right. I'm working on the Sea Fury wing right now. I'm getting ready to close it up. I've got all the internal parts put in there. And question number one is the Sea Fury's got those big old open radiator holes on the front end of the leading edge. Should I try to close those up a little bit? I mean, is that something that when I'm in the air, it's going to either try to blow the wing apart or cause problems flying?
Well, my opinion, I would definitely put something behind them, you know, to block the air. Because what will happen is you're not really going to, you know, slow the airplane down much because a barrier layer is going to build up there. It's going to go high pressure into that radiator, and it'll build up an area of air in front of it. So the air will just flow around that. But you probably don't want to leave it open because you don't know where the air is going to go into the wing and where it's coming out. And it probably wouldn't hurt, but I always feel better closing those things up. That's just my personal opinion. Now, if anyone else would like to chime in on this, we'd love to hear from you. So let us know. That's how what I think about it. So, you know, take that for what it's worth, Dan.
Okay. And then question number two, and I think you probably know the answer to this one, is I'm going to use peel ply when I put the glass down on this wing. Uh-huh. This will be the first time I've ever used this stuff. So I was kind of curious as to, all right, so say I get the glass on the wing and I put the resin on top of it. I'm going to use West Systems. And so anyways, I spread it out there, and usually what I try to do is I try to get as much of that epoxy off of the glass after I've got it adhered down to the surface. I try to scrape everything off of it I can so that I could avoid weight. And what I was wondering is, do I want to do that, or do I want to just kind of get it somewhat okay and then put the peel ply on top of it, or should I, you know...
Well, let me give you a piece of advice on that. I'll tell you what I did when I first started playing with the peel ply. I was having a lot of problems with the very same issue you're struggling with right now about how much resin should be floating on the glass when you're trying to do it all at one time. Well, the great part is, Dan, is you don't have to do it all at one time. Okay. What I did until I got used to how much resin needed to float was I just followed my normal procedure of glassing. I did my first coat, stick down the glass, and removed all the excess. And then, of course, clean the edges up, just like you're getting ready to put the flow coat on. And then what I did is I put a very, very thin flow coat on, and then I laid the peel ply on top of that and then squeegeed it out. That way you're not – there's a couple of variables going on here that you're having to fight, okay? The biggest one being the epoxy being absorbed into the wood while you're working with it, okay, if you're trying to do it all at once. If you do it in two stages, you've kind of eliminated that. It kind of gives you a better feel for how much epoxy you really need. And what you're looking for is as you squeegee the peel ply over the wet resin – you want to wet it. You want to see it actually squeeze through the peel ply a little bit. And that way you know you have a good, wet, fully smooth surface at that point.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll give that a try then.
Well, try it that way first, and then maybe the second time you try it, you can try it in one shot because you'll have a better idea of how much resin you need to float that peel ply on.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I was that sounds like a great way to try it, and I don't know. I've seen you get some ideas in your mind of how it's supposed to work, and then you start thinking, man, what would happen if it just kind of like ripped up the glass with it? And that wouldn't be good.
That'll never happen. That'll never happen.
Oh, okay.
And you'll be extremely pleased with the results. It's amazing. The first time I saw it, I was standing there with my mouth open looking at it and running my hand over it. And I'm like, this is incredible. So you'll be very pleased with it. And I know some of our guys have used it in the chat room. So if you want to throw the idea out there too, I'm sure everybody would love to do it. And yeah, like Glenn says, try it on a test panel first. You'll see exactly how it works. So,
all right.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for your help.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call, Dan. And guys, if you're trying to call in, when someone's on the line, it won't answer the call because we only have one line via Skype. So as soon as the caller hangs up, if you want to call then, that's a good time to try and call. And, you know, this is a great problem to have. So we're glad you guys are calling in tonight. That was some great questions that Dan had. And if any of you guys have not used Pillply yet, be sure and pick some up and give it a try because, man, it sure does make glassing a model a lot easier. So so be sure and try and call in. Let's see. I think Danny says that Warbird Radio is not online. Danny, you may want to just give it a minute. Sometimes Skype takes a little bit of time to show you who's online and who's not. So we were fighting with that problem a little bit earlier with the station, and it finally showed up. So so give it a little bit of time, and we'll I'm sure it'll pop in there. Looks like we got a caller. Good evening, caller. You're on the RC Scale Builder Show.
Hey, good evening, Mike. Here's Danny. Actually, it's working now.
Hey, pal. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How are you?
Man, it sure is good to hear from you again. How's the family these days?
Oh, they're I'm very lucky tonight. They're both asleep.
Well, good. You must be staying up fairly late to be able to hang out with us on the show.
Well, actually, I set an alarm for 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 2:30 now, so.
You are hardcore, Danny. You are hardcore.
That's okay.
What can we do for you tonight?
Oh, I'd just like to tell you guys about. Actually, I'm doing three projects at the moment. The first one, of course, is the P40, but I can't continue with that until I finish my shop, which I'm working on also. But in the meantime, to have something to fly and to have some fun, Matt is going to love this, I think. I'm flying a Park Zone Thunderbolt, I think it is. Yes, it is. And nice. Together with it, I bought a little package, which is called Pimp My Flight. It's actually very fun. It's a replacement motor from Scorpion. And a set of 4S battery packs, and that really changes how the Thunderbolt flies. It's a lot more fun now.
Yeah. You know, I've got the little Park Zone Wildcat, and I upgraded the battery in it. Man, what a difference!
Oh yeah, I've got unlimited vertical power now. It's so much more fun now, and I also installed the electric retracts. That's fun too.
Well, that's neat. That's neat. You're working on your shop too, aren't you?
Yeah. It's a new shop. We bought a house here, a new house, and I've got a bigger shop, but there are some small modifications I have to do. So I poured my first slab of concrete tonight, and I'm waiting for it to cure. It's going to take about, I don't know what, 2-3 weeks, and then I can put my lathe on it.
Mm. Well, yeah, I saw your post about that, and that's interesting. Sounds like you're going to have a really nice shop when it's all said and done. So,
oh, I hope so. Yeah, it's fun though. Awesome. Building a new shop is always fun.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know the thing that I dread. I thought about maybe this next spring or next summer moving, and just packing my shop up. I can't even imagine trying to do that. So that may be a motivation just to stay where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
But, well, that's great. I sure am glad you called in. How's work going? They still flying you all over the world a lot?
Oh, yeah. I'm flying a lot these days. So it's amazing. About 4 or 5 years ago, We were doing a lot of work. I was flying about 600 hours a year. Now I'm flying 900 hours a year. It's incredible how much they let us work.
Wow, that is incredible. That's a lot of flying, my friend.
That's a lot of flying. Oh, well.
Well, that's good, though. Well, look, thank you so much for calling in tonight. It's great to hear from you, and thank you so much for your support on the site and your contributions with content and financially and everything. I really appreciate it, and you know, we got a great community on RCSB, and you're certainly one of the core contributors there, and I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. It's a great site, the best actually.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. It always makes me feel good. All those crazy emails I get through the week, just hearing that one thing makes them all better. So,
well, you're doing a great job, Mike.
Well, thank you, pal. You take care and get some sleep, I guess. But after the show.
Yeah, in half an hour. Oh, yeah, and I want to hear more of Ron.
Oh, we're going to get Ron back on here. You know, Ron's busy off having his midlife crisis right now. That's what I told him.
What, is he still driving his motorcycle?
Yeah, he's out riding his motorcycle, and, you know, he's making lots of beer and wine these days. So, you know, he's, you know, I told him, I said, you're leaving your roots, Ron. You got to get back into RC, you know. So we'll get him back, though.
I'll tell him next time I see him. All righty, man.
All right, you take care. Thanks for the call.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks. Super. I tell you what, we're going to take a little commercial break, and when we come back, we'll take some more calls and have a few more things to discuss. So stick around, and we'll be right back after these Honey Badger messages.
This is Woodman Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Man Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
The RC Scale Builder Show is brought to you in part by National Honey Badger, reminding you that honey badger don't care.
At nighttime, the honey badger goes hunting because it's hungry. Look, here comes a fierce battle between a king cobra and a honey badger. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger smacks the and the snake comes back and it lashes right at the honey badger.
This is Warbird Radio.
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing at that commercial. That's too funny. Welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. We're glad you're with us tonight. Interesting night tonight. You know, I really love these shop talk sessions because it allows folks to call in and share tips and ask questions, tell us what you're doing, all kinds of good things. So, you know, we got plenty more time here tonight. We're just at the bottom of the hour, so we got plenty more time. So if you'd like to call in tonight or get in touch with us, you can do it several ways. You can give us a call at 478-787-4768. You can Skype us at Warbird Radio, or you can email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com or join in on the live chat on Warbird Radio just by clicking the link at the bottom of the player. And got several guys in there now. Glad everyone is tuned in, and I hope you all had a great holiday. You know, the interesting thing about right after Christmas is, for some reason, it really motivates me to get down in the shop and do some work. Unfortunately, time doesn't always allow that, but does your motivation seem a little higher after the holidays, or is it just me? I'd like to hear what you think about that. Couple other things that we got going on. I was going to let you guys know, I ordered a couple of those Ashlock extensions from Thunderbolt RC. They're a supporting vendor on the site. And what he's done, this is kind of neat, he's kind of pre-made you up anywhere from a two-wire to a four-wire extension that all goes into one plug. Of course, the Ashlock connectors allow you to to condense your servo wires down into a single plug. But, you know, when you're trying to put a plane together and, you know, you're sitting there balancing the wing with your elbow and you're trying to use your two hands to put all these individual servo connectors together and then put a lock on them, this solves that problem. It's just one plug that goes together, and it comes apart real easy with a nice lock on it. So be sure and check that out. That's thunderboltrc.com. He actually is running an ad on the site for these connectors, and they're pretty inexpensive, so you can pick up a couple and just keep them around in the shop for different projects. So be sure and check that out. Another thing I wanted to talk about tonight was Danny Fenton. Septic on RC Scale Builder. That's his username. I wanted to send a congratulations out to Danny. Danny is now writing a column for RCM&E over in England on scale, and the column title is Make It Scale, and I believe his first column is debuting this month in the February issue. So be sure and check that out if you're a subscriber. You know, I'd love to hear about what you're working on right now. So if you'd like to give us a call, pick up the phone or Skype, and you can call us at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. We'd love to hear from you guys. A couple other things. Let's see. Looks like Jason Fair is asking if anyone knows of a vendor that still makes Palmer A20 fiberglass or vacuum formed accessories. So if you know someone, hop into the chat and on Warbird Radio and let them know. Let's see who else is in the chat here. Well, I see Rob from Australia's own, and I'm wondering why Rob hasn't called into the show. Because you know, he's a pretty regular listener, so. We got a lot of folks down in Australia listening these days, and you know what's really interesting is they after the United States and Canada, Australia has the most number of third most number of users on the site, which is quite interesting. So there's a lot of guys down there doing scale, and we love helping to support them do anything that they do down there. So, Matt, are you available, or are you stuffing your face right
now?
No,
I'm here, Michael. How are you tonight?
Well, you know, I'm pretty good. It's, I don't know, it's kind of a dreary day. It's been raining all day here in Alabama. And, you know, I just wish that the sun would come out for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, great commercial. You know,
yeah, you like the honey badger. Yeah, well,
yeah, I do appreciate that. Yeah. Well, it looks like our buddy John Ross trying to call in, but he's trying to call me. Hey, John, shoot us a call at Warbird Radio on Skype.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you're having a good day. I'm sorry the sun maybe will come out tomorrow, to quote.
That's right.
To quote your friend Annie, and hopefully it will. Then you'll be happy again, Mike. Hey, how about that, though, with the Park Zone story? That's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is.
If
yeah,
the
it
Honey
is.
Badger See? Was going to fly a model, he'd fly a Park Zone.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. Yeah. Hey, I talked to David Heil. I guess it was yesterday, maybe. Yeah, yesterday. And I told him you were having RC withdrawals, so the next time he went to the field to give you a call.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun to go do.
Yeah, and he said he would love to do that. He said the only problem is that it'll probably be April before he goes.
Well, yeah, it's a little chilly up here.
Yeah, so
I flew this weekend, and it was I deliberately didn't look at the thermometer. And I landed, and I was freezing to death. It was so cold. I couldn't feel my feet. So I landed in Culpeper and got out and warmed up a little bit and got back in the L2 and flew back down to Orange. I landed at the gas pump, and you know, a friend of mine, he works there, and he says, "What are you doing?" He goes, it's 34 down here right now. He goes, "What was it up there?" And I said, "Well, it was well below zero up there." So.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, your buddy John's on the line right now, it looks like. You want to take
his call? Let's bring him in. John, are you there?
Yeah, g'day, Mike. How are you?
Man, long time no talk.
Yeah, a whole 30 minutes.
That's right. What's going on down under these days?
Well, we got plenty of scale events coming up. We start in February.
Yeah.
So It's all looking very good.
Time to start practicing, huh?
Oh, you're not wrong.
Well, that's awesome. You know, when we were talking earlier, one thing I forgot to tell you was I was just telling the guys about those Ashlock extensions from Thunderbolt RC.
Yeah.
You really need to check those out. That is so nice. Instead of having to hook up two or three or four individual servo leads, you just have one locking lead that you just put them all together and it's done. So
okay.
So be sure and check that out.
I will for sure. But on one of your earlier callers, you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah. On one of your earlier callers, I was talking about a Dremel. And I just got the Dremel Trio. It's a little different. Have your people look it up. It's a little router sander come everything. And I thought, $160 and that. And I thought, well, I'm not going to get much used. I opened the packet up. I've used it 5 times so far in 2 days.
Huh.
It is a great little machine.
Well, you know, I saw one of those in Home Depot just the other day, as a matter of fact, and was looking at it. And I was wondering, you know, what I could use it for. I saw there were some cutting wheels for it, sort of cutting disc, and of course, sanding disc and so forth. That's pretty interesting. Oh, yeah. I may have to go pick one of those up.
You guys
have got to stop calling in and telling me about new tools. You're costing me money before I even spend it.
I'm very interested in the guy that's doing the Jerry Bates kits down in Australia.
Yeah, are you familiar with him? Laser Cut Kits Australia. Have you heard of him?
No, I have not.
I tell you what, if you go to the vendor announcement forum on RC Scale Builder. Mm-hmm. And you'll see a thread called, JB Kits Available in Australia. And he had contacted me about advertising, and I we're still talking about it. But apparently this is a new business.
Okay.
And so I know he's worked something out with Jerry to cut his kits down there. So maybe he can get some of the other designers to come on board too.
Good stuff.
But yeah, be sure and check that out. Well, mate, I'm glad you called in.
Okay then, Mike. And you have a good evening. Matt, same to you.
Thank you very much, and same to you. It's good afternoon to you. Have a great lunch break.
It is too. It's 20 to 1 here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
have a great afternoon tomorrow, as they say. We're still stuck in the past down here, no matter how we cut it. So, thanks again, John.
Hey, Matt, shoot me your email address. I've got some photos of the mosquito. Mike might be able to send them on to you.
There you go. I'll make sure you get that. That's awesome. But give our best to Glenn down there too. He's doing a good job. It sounds like. So that's
yeah,
terrific.
Yeah, sure will.
All right, thanks again.
Okay, Matt.
So long now.
Take care.
Oh, it's great to hear from our friends down under there, Mike. Isn't it always fun?
Yeah,
always
absolutely.
Always fun to hear from everybody down there. Well, that's cool. Yeah, it's amazing how this thing just goes around the world like that. It always is amazing to me to think that we have such a global listening audience right now. That's what's so cool about it is that it's truly become a community around the world. And
absolutely.
That's great fun. Great fun.
Well, that's awesome, man. I tell you, I was talking about Danny Fenton writing a column for RCM&E. It's so important, I think, to get people that are involved in our community out there trying to spread the word about scale. And you know, Danny's a very good ambassador for scale, just like John Rolfe, who called in. He's a great one. And a lot of guys on the site are great ambassadors. So I would encourage everyone who's listening, if you have an opportunity to do something to promote our hobby, don't hesitate to do that, because, the only way this hobby gets passed on is from generation to generation is from each of us participating. So be sure and do your part and help out. As my good buddy Dino likes to say, what have you done for Scale lately?
Yeah. Well, I agree. So, I agree, Mike. I absolutely agree. I think shows like this, too, especially when you do these open line shows, that you always learn something, like with Gail and the muffin tent. I want to know, though, how that went when he went down to the muffin store to buy their tins. I'd like to hear how that went. So.
Yeah, me too. And was he singing Do You Know the Muffin Man while he was, you know?
Right. Good fun.
Oh, goodness gracious. So when is the co-pilot arriving?
Well, that's the big question. Maybe the 19th? Maybe.
19th of February?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Awesome. For those guys that don't know, can I officially announce it
sure,
for you?
Sure,
on my show? For those guys that don't know, Matt and his lovely wife are having a little one next month. So we'll have a third co-host.
Yeah, there you go.
On the show.
Well, so, and maybe not this late at night, but for sure on the morning show.
So. Well, absolutely, absolutely. Although I have a feeling that there may be some late nights coming for you here real soon.
I bet there will be. I'll be delirious and bleary-eyed, but that's okay. So,
okay, as long as you don't call me Zane, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
And don't call Zane Mike.
I won't. Okay? I won't offend Mike or Zane that way. So
that's right. Well, that's
good
awesome.
Deal. Good deal.
Yeah, you know, some other neat things I was thinking about today is. You know, I've been working on the electric conversion for the Uhu, and
about
got it finished.
Say,
I'm really excited.
Say that again for the what?
For the Uhu.
That's what I thought you said. I thought you said the Uhu at first, and I said, what are you talking about, Mike?
Yeah, the Uhu. That's
yeah, the Uhu. Yeah, okay.
The Uhu. Yeah.
There you go.
And
I just like hearing you say that.
Uhu. Uhu, y'all. There you go.
I'm sure that's exactly how they said it, too, you know? So.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I can only say it the way that I can say
right.
it.
Right.
So,
okay.
So there you go. But don't ask me to pronounce
right.
Warren's name
yeah,
in his
go.
Native tongue either,
you
know?
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, I was down in the shop working on it, and I was thinking about something. I was thinking, you know, one really neat thing about the hobby that I enjoy is learning the history of all these airplanes. And one thing that I had started doing actually several years ago, and I think I told you about it, I've been collecting information. There's not a lot of information on that airplane out there. It's just in very sparse, small, you know, areas. There's one definitive book on it that really has all the info, but I've been trying to collect some information and putting together some info to write an ebook about the Heinkel 219. And, you know, I would, that's another thing I would encourage our guys to do. You know, any information that you've kind of come across over the years or knowledge you have, you know, with a computer, there's no reason why you can't write that down and share it with other people, either on the forums or just write it up in a Word document, email it out to your buddies in the club or whatever. But, folks, you know, the key to our hobby being successful is sharing this information and sharing the knowledge and passing it on. And I just can't stress that enough to people. And there's a lot of people out there doing a real good job of that. And, you know, bless his heart, Dave Platt. When Dave Platt is no longer with us, I don't know what we're going to do, because who will do all those videos? And
yeah.
You know, and you know, I hate to even think about that day, because you know Dave's very he's a character, but he's a super nice guy and loves to help people.
Even more importantly, who will tell all the dirty jokes at Toledo?
That's right, absolutely.
I mean,
you know,
that's the one we got to worry about. So.
That's right, that's yeah. right. But you know, I was thinking about that when I was in the shop is. You know, there just aren't that many mentors left in this hobby, and we all need to be mentors and of the hobby. So never think that you don't know enough to mentor someone else, because even the little bit of knowledge that you have needs to be passed on. I mean, regardless of what your level of knowledge, I mean, anything that you pass on to someone else is helping things. So I'm off my soapbox now. Let's talk about something else.
You know, so you talk about, you bring up a good point. I was just thinking back the other day about The guys at the field that, you know, when we first showed up, there were three or four of us that showed up wanting to learn how to fly. And the only guy that would really work with us, probably, I mean, looking back, he was probably the worst pilot out there. You know, seriously. I mean, really, I'm not saying that he wasn't a good instructor, but he probably was. He's probably the worst pilot out there. And I think we crashed more airplanes because of him than we probably would have if we had just, you know, gone out and flown. But the point in this is that we still learned a lot from him. And we're still friends today, but the older we got, the more we kind of realized that, hey, you know, there are good pilots and then there are bad pilots. And regardless of where your skill set's at, you can still take away a lot. We learned how to rebuild airplanes like nobody's business by default.
That's right.
But, you know, hey, so don't worry about where you're at. I mean, just go out there and help folks out, whether it's building or whether it's flying. Don't be afraid to say hello to that person when they show up for the first time, especially those kids, because you never know what's going to happen. So, good
Absolutely.
Stuff. We have a caller, Mike. Somebody brave enough to call in tonight.
Good evening, caller. You're on there.
Hi, Mike. It's Jason. How are you doing?
Jason, how are you, pal?
Good. I'm having major problems typing, so I figured I'd give you a call. Just want to let everybody know I'm going to be heading south back to home this weekend. If anybody needs any pictures from Eglin Armament Museum or NAS Pensacola, just shoot me a PM when I'm down there. I love taking the kids. If anybody needs any reference shots, just give me a shout, and I'll do everything I can to get them for them.
Okay. Well, let everyone know what your handle on the site is so they can PM you.
It's Howland Griffin on RCSB. Sorry, it's been a long day.
That's okay. That's okay. Hey, look.
Yeah, but that's an open offer. If anybody ever needs anything I can help them, just give me a shout. I'm more than happy to do what I can.
Well, you know, Matt and I were talking earlier. We'd both like $1 million. Can you help us with that?
Yeah, if I did, I wouldn't be in the straits I am now.
I understand. Well, sure, I'm glad that you were able to join us tonight and call in. What have you been able to do any work on the B-26?
Working on it, got the left nacelle that was originally crushed, got it rebuilt. Right now, I'm not wanting to go any further until I get the landing gear from Fred. I'm going to have to make a trip up to D.C. probably within the next month because he went ahead. People have heard me talking about this plane. Basically, it's an older B-26 that was drawn by Fred Nielsen before the Palmer plans came out, and he had lost it. I'm rebuilding it for him. But he has got a hand-built set of actual scale gear, and I got to get those from him. I just want to get those and finish up the nacelles and get the nose put on it, and she'll be ready to go soon.
Awesome. That's sounding good. Yeah. Well, you know, our little secret project that you and I have that we're going to spring on everybody on the site, I got about four more to look over, and then it'll be ready.
Nice. Anytime you want to let the cat out of the bag, you know, go ahead.
Well, I want to surprise them with it, so...
Hopefully they'll be surprised. I think it'll be a nice surprise.
Oh, I definitely think it'll be a surprise, but Jason has been nice enough to offer up something to our site supporters, and we've had to kind of work on it a little bit to get it ready to give to them, but it's almost done, and we'll be putting that up on the site hopefully sooner than later, but it's going
to
be very, very impressive.
Stepping all over, just want somebody to work on it. It's about 30 years from now before I'll have the skills to jump on it.
Yeah. Look at this. They're already saying in the chat we need to go another hour on the show, Matt. Can you believe that?
Wow. Well, that's great. We'll have to call back next week. That's for sure. So.
That's right. That's right.
Jason, hey, listen, when you come to D.C., you got to slide by the Smithsonian and see flack bait. If you have
they got the nose up in there.
Well, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Send me an email before you come back up here, and we'll see what we can do. But there's some good stuff out there. That is for sure. But I had the privilege of seeing the rest of the airplane a few months ago, And I'm here to tell you that's just something to go stand in front of for a few minutes and take a look at. Really an incredible airplane. So
what I have to do is get a little bit further south. I heard they're at Manassas Airport. They got the nose of the B-24J in there now.
Yeah, there's all kind of stuff going on out there. But, yeah, good stuff. And if you're up here, please slide by and say hello. We'd love to see you. So
that will do. All right, guys. Well, let me get out of here.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks for calling.
Well, it's a busy night, Mike. I'm glad to hear that. Where all have you heard from now? Let's add this up. All four corners of the globe, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we've heard from Europe. We've heard from Australia. We've heard from California. We've heard from Oregon. We've heard from
Central
Tennessee.
Alabama. Yep, Central Alabama.
Central Alabama. that's right. In all
lower,
kinds of places.
Lower Alabama, so. L.A., yeah.
Lower Alabama, that's right. L.A.
Yeah, yeah. What's Jerry Bates doing these days? How's Jerry Bates doing?
Jerry Bates is doing fine. You know, Jerry is, for people who don't know Jerry Bates, let me characterize Jerry Bates for you. Jerry Bates is one of the nicest, most laid-back people that you can ever meet on the planet. And, he is... I hesitate to even say this, but since it's after 8 p.m. Eastern, I will. Is that he is the biggest airplane whore I've ever met in my life.
Oh, man, Mike. Here we go.
And I can only say that because he's one of my really, really good friends. And he'll admit that to you, that he is. So wow. He is a great guy. And, he's working on something for me right now that I really appreciate him doing. My next big project. So we're gonna see how that goes. But he's just one of those kind of guys. If he runs across an airplane that that the feather tickles him, he'll draw it right up. So
well, I'm glad to hear he's doing well. Hey, in the last few minutes of the show, what's coming up tomorrow on National Honey Badger Week? What video?
We've got a new video for tomorrow. You know, for those guys that don't know what we're talking about, I declared this week National Honey Badger Week on my Facebook page because I believe this is one animal. You know, Shark Week is so overrated.
Really is. Yeah, the Honey Badger Week. Now, there's a week we can get behind. I hear you.
I mean, shark may bite you in half or whatever, but you know what? This little 30-pound animal will jump up and grab you between the legs and bite.
Yeah.
Okay, it is fierce.
We learned that today, that it holds, doesn't hold back.
That's right.
It goes for the things that it knows will stop the animal. So,
I think Shark Week is so overrated, I declare this Honey Badger Week.
National Honey Badger Week. There you go.
That's right. So,
glad to have you do that.
You know, it's a fierce animal. You know, it's a force of nature to be contended with. You know?
That's right. And, of course, it's the official animal now of Top Gun, I understand.
Well, that's what I hear.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of Honey Badger shirts floating around down there.
Yeah, there's going to be some Honey Badger shirts.
Team Honey Badger,
around,
for sure. So there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear it, Mike.
Well, you know what, guys? I sure am glad you all were able to listen tonight. And we had a really great show, and I really appreciate those folks that called in and were able to listen tonight and put up with our foolishness. Thanks again for joining the show, and we're going to sign out now. Be sure and check out the episode guide on rcscalebuilder.com for more information about this episode, and there's some upcoming events and a recommended site, so forth, out there. We didn't quite get to that because we had so many folks calling in, which is awesome, by the way. So I guess we'll see you next week, and we'll have another guest on the show and telling you about something cool in Scale RC, and be sure and join us back then. And if you're listening to the podcast, be sure and try and catch us one Tuesday night live. We'd love for you to join us. And you know what? We have more fun here, and we're not even drinking. That's what's really scary. So be sure and check back with us.
I was going to say speak for yourself, but I'm afraid to right now. I might have to drive somewhere in a heartbeat. So
that's
there
right.
There you go.
Well, look, thanks for listening. Be sure and stay tuned for more fantastic programming here on Warbird Radio. And until next time, be sure to measure twice and cut once. Good night.
Good night, Mike. Bye.
Good night.
This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
The RC Scale Builder Show is brought to you in part by National Honey Badger, reminding you that honey badger don't care.
Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. Oh my God, watch it dig. Look at that digging. The honey badger is really pretty badass.
This is Warbird.